Outfield's deep as usual. Here's the 2-2. This one's hit pretty well right field. Backing up is Maben. He's on the track. He looks up and he cannot come up with it. Timed his leap well, but Reddick lofts it over that glove for his first home run as a Houston Astros. Make that a 5-1 ball game.
This is another Astros podcast.
Now for Reddick, a triple, a double, and a homer in this game.
That's pretty good.
That is above par.
The 2-2. And that's hit sharply, caught by Harris. Reached out to his left, ball stuck in his glove, and he takes the glove off with the baseball still in it. And that is the ball game. Astros win it 5-1. They've taken two of the first three in this series from the Angels.
Well, Josh Reddick, the offensive hero for the Astros today, triple, double, a homer, a couple of RBIs. That homer, by the way, is first as a Houston Astro. And Dallas Keuchel, Robert, I mean, it looks just like it did in 2015. And knock on wood, he can stay healthy and just keep contributing like he has. All four outings for him, seven innings of quality baseball.
Six wins in their last seven games for the Houston Astros. Time now to be joined by Evan Gattis, 2-for-4 tonight, had an RBI single. I know manager A.J. Hinch has been trying to find ways to get you in the lineup, Evan. It has to feel good to get in there tonight and contribute.
Yeah, it's good to see some pitches. I'm swinging at some I don't want to, but happy about two knocks, even if there are a hustle single, or one of them's a hustle single, but
that's just,
we'll
that's
take
just
it.
That's just speed, Evan.
I mean, you can't teach that. You cannot teach my wheels.
Hey, you were here 2 years ago when Dallas Keuchel was Dallas Keuchel. I mean, the Cy Young season, it looks pretty close. I mean, right now, I mean, knock on wood, but things are looking pretty sharp for him.
It's excellent. It's fun to watch. It's fun to watch really good hitters get blown up. Their timing has been off. I think it's just Charlie coming over here, Charlie Morton, being one of our new guys. It's been fun to watch. He's like, geez, how does this guy do it? I'm like, I think it's moving a lot more than you think it is.
Yeah.
And with his deception and locating his pitches the way he does, it's been excellent to watch.
Hey, how much fun has it been? I mean, you look up and down this lineup, and not only is there a lot of talent, but, I mean, just seeing the quality of at-bats, and I think, do you think it's contagious when you see, you know, three or four guys having quality at-bats? Seems like it goes through the rest of the lineup.
You just can't take anybody off in our lineup. I think, we just have 1-9 is just really tough at-bats, a lot of power, a lot of speed. It's a fun team to be on. It's a fun team to watch. It's just been really fun.
Evan, it's last question. Three extra base hits for Josh Reddick today.
Right.
A triple, a double, a homer. Now, you're crazy, but he's certifiable, right?
Yeah, this guy's nuts. I'm not crazy at all, especially compared to him.
Yeah, you really are.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
No, but this guy's a wacko, isn't he?
He's excellent, man. Awesome in the clubhouse. We've got good chemistry. It takes all types in this game, and we've definitely got a fair share of characters. George bringing the energy every day. Altuve with his skills. He's just good at everything.
Yep.
It's just fun to be on this team.
Hey, Evan, thanks again, and congratulations on the win and on having a good night at the plate.
Thanks, y'all.
Here's the 1-1. That's hit sharply down the right field line for a base hit. Reddick can walk home. Gattis an RBI single. 3-1 Astros.
Well, that's a dagger when you do it with two outs. Great piece of hitting by Gattis. Going with that fastball away, that's our Honda drive of the game, brought to you by your Greater Houston Honda dealers.
RBI number 5 on the year for Gattis. That'll close the book on J.C. Ramirez, charged with all 3 runs and 5 1/3, 6 hits, a walk, and 9 strikeouts. He was dominant, retiring 10 in a row at one point. But the Astros getting to him a little bit in the 5th, and then here in the 6th, chasing him from the game.
Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch, and the Astros picking up a win yesterday over the Angels. And, I mean, you look at the way the game went against J.C. Ramirez, an experience as a starting pitcher. You got off to a good start against him and were able to get him out of the game. That middle part, he was really good, but you were able to do enough.
Yeah, he was tough on us with his breaking ball. You know, he's a high-end velocity guy up in the upper 90s, but doesn't throw his fastball a ton. And we had a hard time with his breaking ball. Punched out a little bit more than we normally do, but, you know, got him early and had a chance to get him stressed, I guess, and then at the end came through with a big hit and spread out the lead.
Josh Reddick, a fantastic game, finishing a single shy of the cycle with three hits, had his first home run in an Astros uniform, and it just seems like he's getting better and better as the season goes on.
Yeah, he's pretty comfortable, and I joked with him because before the game I told him he was going to have today off, and then he went out and had one of his best games as an Astro. So maybe I need to tell him more often he's going to have the day off. He's got to maximize his ABs. But really, really professional approach at the plate. He handles right-handed pitching extraordinarily well, and I love him in the two-hole. You know, when he moved him up there, it just gave our lineup a little bit more balance, and he's responded.
You look at the pitching performance you got yesterday. Starting pitching hadn't been as good the previous few games, but you had your ace on the mound, Dallas Keuchel, and he pitched like an ace yesterday.
He did. He had everything going for him, the ground balls, the swing and miss, an occasional surprise fastball, and just commanded the game and really controlled the game. You know, early on it was so efficient, got a couple double play balls. Our defense played well. You know, he missed bats when he needed to and kept him honest. He switched his game plan during the middle of the game as he saw them making adjustments. So just a very, very solid outing for Dallas.
Looking at Keuchel's season so far, and it's been outstanding, it seems like he's using his changeup more this year than he had definitely last year, maybe even the last 2 years. Was that a conscious decision?
I think he's feeling better. I think last season he went away from it because it put a little strain on his shoulder, and he didn't feel like he could finish that pitch for whatever reason. And this year, I can tell he feels a lot better because he can pitch to the game plan, pitch to whatever part of the strike zone that he feels like is the most effective. And to see him mix his pitches and utilize them and sequence them right and really dial it up when he needs to and get a double play ball when he needs to, it's the sign that Dallas is the anchor that we expect him to be.
Roster move today with Yandel Gustave going on the disabled list. James Hoyt getting the call from AAA. Obviously, Gustave, a guy who made the team, actually over Hoyt for that last roster spot. Always disappointing when you have to put someone on the DL, but a good opportunity for Hoyt.
It's twofold. I mean, one is Gustave's been battling this elbow tightness for a couple outings, and I could tell the other day he wasn't completely comfortable. So had him checked out by the doctor, and he was going to be down 5 or 6 days, and if that's the case, then we're gonna put him on the DL. Precisely because we have a guy like James Hoyt, you know, in AAA, who I said at the end of camp was a major league pitcher that we were sending down. So immediately when we had the opportunity, he was the first name to come up, and he's pitched well in AAA, waiting for his opportunity, and I'm very comfortable with him in our bullpen.
Robert Ford, Steve Sparks, on your radio, the Houston Astros Radio Network.
Welcome back to Astro Lunch, ahead of the fourth game of this series with the Angels, and I've got the closer for the Angels, Cam Bedrosian, and I want to ask you first off, what do you remember about June 3rd, 2014? You remember that day pretty well?
Oh, yeah, that was a pretty cool day. Yeah. You know, making my debut here and, you know, had a 1-2-3 inning, got my first strikeout, so that was a pretty cool day.
Let's not gloss over this. You got your first strikeout. You remember who it was? You remember your feelings when you got out there? Were you nervous?
I think it was VR.
It was.
Yes. Yeah, man, I was just – I was really – really nervous, yeah. But then as soon as I got in the game, I felt good, and I remember, you know, good 1-2-3 first, so yeah. I was happy with it.
So when you come back to Houston, what's it like? Do you think about that almost every time you come here, or is that just old news?
No, I do yeah. For sure, because that was it's a real special moment in my career. So yeah, every time I come here, I have a little moment where I think about it.
Like a lot of young guys, you're starting to come into your own. You got a sniff in 2014 and 2015. Now, last year, you started to really put things together. What was the biggest difference for you?
I think just being comfortable, just getting my adjustments on the mound and, feeling good with everybody in the clubhouse. And so now we've come to a point where I'm feeling comfortable on the mound and feeling comfortable with all my pitches.
You've got a pretty good guy to bounce some things off of. Your throwing partner in the offseason would be?
My dad. Yeah, man. So he's always with me, always throwing. Like after each game I throw, I was the first person I look. I go to my phone texting him. And, yeah, we're always talking about what I did or what I need to work on or whatever. So he's always there for me.
He's going to turn 60 years old this year, and he's still out there long tossing with you in the offseason. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. He can still get it about 250.
Really?
Yeah, he has a good arm, man. He keeps in good shape, and I like to think I help him keep in shape a little bit.
Now, he retired. I believe you were about 4 years old, and you were the youngest of your siblings, so you got a chance to have a pretty good influence with him around.
Oh, yeah, man. Like you said, I get to grow up a little bit in the clubhouse, and I have three older brothers that all grew up in the clubhouse as well. So, our whole family is a baseball family. We grew up with it, so it's kind of our culture.
Talking with Jesse Chavez a little while ago, and thinking about pitchers meeting sometimes, when you guys go over Jose Altuve, you guys got to skip him, right? There's no one way to get this guy out.
No, there's not. There's not. And that's the way we say it in the meeting. There's no one way. You have to keep moving the ball around. Yeah. You have to make your pitches. You're gonna have to maybe bring something out that you don't really throw a lot, because the guy seems to make contact in where you put the ball. He's a really great hitter.
Well, it's been fun watching the maturation of yourself. You get a chance to play with Mike Trout every day, arguably one of the best players we've seen in the last 20 years. Yeah. Pretty cool to watch that on a day-to-day basis.
Oh, no doubt, man. I feel really blessed because he not only that, to watch him play, and he just amazes you every day, but he elevates other guys as well, and they play up to the level. So to have a guy like that, and he's such a good guy, too. He's humble, too, all the time, talks with everybody, and real good guy to have on the team.
There you go. That's Cam Bedrosian, closer for the Angels, off to a great start. Thanks for catching up.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Have a question for the booth? Email your comments to radio@astros.com. Robert Ford and Steve Sparks fielding your baseball questions. Radio@astros.com.